WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Joe Biden calls on a vacation in Congress to come back and see to America's defense.
It's about time we make sure that Congress come home and pass the legislation funding NATO. It's critical. Our security depends on it.
Funding for NATO, Israel, and Ukraine held up in a House dispute over migration policy. The next big storm heading for California may not be as bad as the last big storm, but
there are wind advisories out for a lot of California, and then kind of embedded within that, we've got some high wind warnings focused across portions of the coastal areas of Southern California.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shenard. And in Israel, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling a cabinet vote to formally oppose the creation of a Palestinian state. He says it passed unanimously. Negotiations to free the Hamas hostages have faltered. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicky Barker.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Local clerks say they're confident they could run safe and transparent elections this year, but they say they could use more money to make them run better. Mike Moan reports.
The city of Madison has been recognized by policy experts for holding safe and secure elections during the pandemic. But City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Beal says budget constraints can make it a difficult balancing act. She says there's greater interest in absentee ballots, requiring more manpower and building space to process them. However, there's a key problem.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
She says that puts more pressure on property taxes. Meanwhile, a bipartisan coalition of state and local election officials estimates that offices around the country need at least $53 billion over a decade to repair and modernize election infrastructure. There are specific requests in the current federal budget debate, but the House and Senate are at odds over how much to provide. Sunwoo Oh, with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America, says policymakers need to understand how pressing this matter is.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
In a national poll, 7 in 10 Americans said they believe the federal government should be just as responsible, if not more so, for election funding than local municipalities and states. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A new film about Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. On Monday, a new highly anticipated documentary about the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo will be released.
People might say I'm one of the best players in the NBA right now, but I don't see it. I don't feel it because I'm scared of losing all this.
It's the story of how Charles and Veronica Antetokounmpo fled Nigeria to Greece to raise their four boys and the struggles they faced. Giannis's mother, Veronica.
We left Nigeria looking for a better life in Greece.
The dream of every father is to give your children a better education.
As an immigrant, you are nothing.
We've always been outsiders. We had to live in fear.
It's called Giannis, A Marvelous Journey. The film reveals how Giannis reacted to the news in 2017.
54-year-old Charles Antetokounmpo suffered a heart attack.
I said, I don't want to play no more.
Giannis, A Marvelous Journey debuts this week on Amazon Prime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Monday and Tuesday at 8 a.m. for special guest host Stu Daniels. I'm Earl Ingram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a breezy northwest wind, and highs in the mid-30s for your Sunday afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight and upper teens. On Monday, plentiful cloud cover across the area. Our winds turning to the south and highs in the lower 40s. It's 24 at our studios.
Not all people are the same, And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. I thought I'd do a tribute to a very special lady, a singer who too many people have forgotten. Talking about Peggy King. And a piece of trivia for you. Everybody likes them, well, I guess everybody, likes the movie Airplane, the comedic take on a disaster movie. Well, it was based on another airplane movie. They tried to be serious, and I think they did pretty well. Peggy King played the stewardess in Zero Hour, 1957. And Peggy's still performing. Check her out on the Facebook pages. And I'm Lou Regani, and welcome aboard. So I thought we'd do a story about a young lady out on the East Coast who is back in front of the microphone where she belongs at 94, her birthday this week. Happy birthday, Peggy King. The music of the stars.
Could have.
my choice of the handsome boy.
Percy Faith and the Orchestra with Peggy King.
King. she brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing, like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in. Sees you through when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Fate steps in and sees you through when you wish upon a star, your dream comes true.
This is the Peggy King story. She's performing and recording again. Superstar of early television. Then decided to retire from showbiz, raise a family. Back now, though. What a story. This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'd be a star overnight for sure. And then I'd have the things I dreamed of when I was 10.
Someday, when When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart.
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. The story of Peggy King.
Cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please let there be love.
Bang!
There.
very young, the world was younger than I, as merry as a carousel. The circus tent was strung with every star in the sky above the ring I love so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and gold. Old girl, you may as well surrender. Your hope is getting slender. Why won't somebody send a
King on her birthday. Of the stars.
Thank you.
you're here.
Sing.
Every time my heart begins to dance, the world steps on my little toes. Every time I take a little chance, I pay right through my little nose. Every time I fly my little kite, it catches on a tree. Me in the sea. chin out. Always get a little knock. And when I aim my arrows at the sun, they always miss their mark, leaving just a lonely fellow in the dark.
Be a big star.
You heard it out in Hollywood.
wood, and what a break, you see. An angel with a crew cut heard it, and he said to me,
"So there you are, pretty Perky Peggy King."
Ladies and gentlemen, and parents who couldn't get babysitters, so you have to stay home and make the best of it. My name is George Gogol, and I have to make the best of that. Don't I, George? This program tonight is coming to you from exciting, glamorous, beautiful Hollywood, California, the world-famous home of the three-minute car wash. Isn't it, George? 2 minutes? 2 minute car wash. Now, last week was Big Brother week, and since we weren't on the air, we weren't able to celebrate it. You see, I was out catching a cold, and I was quite busy. And it's not that I had any Big Brothers myself, and I wish I did, because, you know, I think brothers are nice. Aren't brothers, George, nice? Too nice. See, I was an only child, and it wasn't that my parents didn't care for children, it's just that they didn't care much for me.
Go backstage with me, back into our mambo set.
King story, still recording. Check her Facebook page. Happy birthday, Peggy. The music of the stars.
Do you, by any chance, with that funny little voice, sing?
Good bird.
Miss Gilgallon.
Do you sing on a show that has been off for the summer, or that you have been off of for the summer?
Yes.
Oh, are you? Oh, are you a friend of Mr. Goebbels?
Yes.
Perky Pecky. Perky Pecky.
You never could remember my name, Mr.
I couldn't remember it in Hollywood either.
No fair, John. I guessed her last week when I was.
You've been guessing me all year, Dorothy.
That's why we thought we'd fool Dorothy, and we did. I was afraid of Dorothy. I didn't think Fred was going to do it.
And Arlene knows me, too. I didn't know what to do, you know.
You did it very well.
I do a Japanese accent, but Debbie Reynolds already did that, so.
Let's hear you do a Japanese.
Oh, no. She's much better than I am.
Well, sing for us, then.
Well, I could do that. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Miss Peggy. It's wonderful. Give our best applause.
Peggy King story with Percy Faith. The music of the stars. Stand by for news, weather, on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Until high noon Central Time in most of these Civic Media radio stations. Benny Goodman.
Here to stay, not for
for a year, but ever and a day, the radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may
Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.